What have you read over the past 6 months recommended to you by someone else? And you read it and really impressed by it. It had an impact on you. As we're spending more time at home, many of us are reading even more than before. And it's a chance also, when catching up with friends and family members, for them to share some of their favorites during this time. I know it's been extremely hard on bookstores during this period of time, and yet I think people have still been buying books because they're home a lot. So I'd like to hear from you what you've been reading, something that someone sent your way, or a recommendation that really meant a lot to you. 866-893-KPECC. That's 866-893-5722. Or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk or post on the AirTalk Facebook page. Juliana is an engagement intern with us here at KPECC. And she said, all I've been reading is fiction because the real world is too much. They're There by Tommy Orange and Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo were books with similar structures showing how many different characters' lives are interwoven without them realizing it. But two very different and fascinating worlds. There is a peek at Native life in Oakland. Girl, Woman, Other focuses on Black women's lives and takes you all over England and America with a hint of L.A., both super engrossing. That's from Juliana, an engagement intern here at KPECC. Marcy in West Hollywood, what's been... I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble here. Parker, I can't get Marcy to click in. Can you grab her for me, please? I'm not able to choose our listener right now. So apparently, all right. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Marcy in West Hollywood wanted to talk about Permission to Feel, Unlocking the Power of Emotions to Help Our Kids, Ourselves, and Our Society Thrive. Marcy, thank you very much for that recommendation. All right, let's try Stuart in Palm Springs. Stuart, thank you so much for joining us. Who recommended something to you, and what was it?
It's a book called When Time Stopped by Ariana Newman, N-E-U-M-A-N-N. It was reviewed in the New York Times Book Review. It's the story, not true story, nonfiction, about an adult woman in Caracas who looks through her father's papers, and after he died, confirmed that they were an immigrant family from Czechoslovakia after the Holocaust, and uncovers her whole family history with a number of researchers, genealogists, and lots of just hard work. And it's just an amazingly wonderful, tender story about secrets in the family. The name of the book, When Time Stopped, refers to her father's hobby, which was watchmaking, even though he was an engineer. And I'll leave the rest to them.
All right.
So they can figure it out themselves.
When Time Stopped by Ariana Newman. And just to clarify, you said this is nonfiction. This is a true story. Is that right?
True story.
All right. Stuart, thank you so much from Palm Springs, 866-893-KPECC. In the past 6 months, what book's been recommended to you? And what was the power of that book? Let's talk with Mike in San Dimas. Mike, good to have you with us. Who recommended it and what book was it?
Well, the book is called Empire by Orson Scott Card.
And what's it about?
It is about a second civil war in the United States in the vague future. Not North versus South, red versus blue states.
All right. And so it's pretty compelling fiction, huh?
Yes, and very, I would say, topical. It was written about 15 years ago, so perhaps even prescient.
So Empire by Orson Scott Card. Mike, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Donald in Fullerton, what have you been reading over the past 6 months?
Hi, Larry. You're a great show. I love it.
Thank you.
I've been reading a series of sort of plague novels, epidemic novels.
Oh, gosh.
Albert Camus' The Plague, which is a wonderful book written in the 1940s, very apropos, very appropriate. Also, Mary Shelley's The Last Man. She's famous for Frankenstein.
Yeah.
But she wrote later in life, and a disease hits the earth, and one man survives. It's really a very old-fashioned, a little stiff, a little formal, but really interesting novel. And also, Daniel Defoe, famous for Robinson Crusoe, but he also wrote a novel called A Journal of the Plague Year, about the plague in London in 1666, and that is a terrific novel. It's really good.
Now, Donald, some listeners might be saying, why in the world would I want to read about plagues when we're dealing with a pandemic as serious as COVID-19? So for you, how is it you're able to immerse yourself in the world of plagues in books during this time?
Well, partly it is that in the midst of something like this, you want some perspective. And these writers have a coherent vision. And that's better than just reading the newspaper and having a bunch of facts wash over you without much coherence. So I really like seeing what writers make of this. And it's also interesting to see how much they anticipate the very problems that we have, the very things that we're encountering now, even though it was hundreds of years ago and conditions were completely different, still there's something compelling. And the Camus novel is a really great novel about dealing how human beings react in the midst of this kind of disaster.
Donald, I so appreciate your call, and what a great radio voice you've got as well. That's Donald in Fullerton with the plague-oriented reading that he's been doing, 866-893-KPECC. Betty tweets at AirTalk, The Warmth of Other Suns, the epic story of America's Great Migration, and another book, Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents, by journalist Isabel Wilkerson. She was the first woman of African-American heritage to win the Pulitzer Prize in Journalism. Nonfiction, fascinating. That's Betty tweeting at AirTalk. Mitch tweets, When Breath Becomes Air, best book on how a young doctor who had everything to live for accepts his terminal illness while comparing his experience to helping his patients handle their illnesses, written by Paul Klaneth. And Sharon writes on our Facebook page, I'm embarrassed to say I've become addicted to romance novels over the past 6 months by authors like Nora Roberts and Ellen Hildebrand. The libraries have been closed, and I don't want to spend money on buying books since I'm not currently working. So my mom's romance book collection is the only thing I've been able to get my hands on. It's actually been nice to just read silly fluff that has nothing to do with the real world. Sharon, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. We have more listener calls to take. What have you been reading over the past 6 months? 866-893-KPCC. We'll be back in 1 minute. Just a reminder that tonight at 6:30, it's our voter cram session, which we have done every other year for many years now. We take you through in less than an hour all of the California ballot propositions. That means 12 of them in 2020. And I'll be joined by journalists and professors. We're going to take you through each of the ballot props very fast. That's on average 4 minutes per proposition. For some, it'll be less, some a little bit more, but it can't be much more because of the time limitation. But it's a great primer for you to familiarize yourself in a very general sense, an overview of the ballot props. 6:30, it's a virtual event from KPCC in person. To register for it, just go to kpcc.org/in-person, and I hope you're able to join us for our voter cram session this evening at 6:30. Going to be a great chance to hear about all these ballot propositions that are so complex. I don't know about you, but in prepping for all of these, always a challenge for me to try and get my arms around the complexities of all of these. Right now, just to refresh what I'm asking from listeners, is calls of books that recommended to you that really hit home, that were really important to you. But during the past 6 months, during this time, when we're reading perhaps more than ever because of spending time at home, we're not going out to restaurants the same way, we're not going to movie theaters, we're socializing so differently. 866-893-KPCC. Tyler in Silver Lake, who recommended a book to you? What was it?
My good friend Michael from the band Drug Dealer actually referred me to this book called House of Leaves by Mark Z. Danielewski. Yeah, I loved it because basically it's about a guy that finds out the interior of his house is actually longer than when he actually measures it from the outside. So that really spoke to me.
House of Leaves, you said?
Yeah.
And so what was the effect? Was it just that it was so different it took you into another place, or what? How did it make a difference for you?
I think the best thing about it for me, at least, was that it's almost, I don't want to say meta, but even the person, the character that writes the footnotes of the book is going through his own psychosis. And so the footnotes is a whole nother book.
All right. That's great. Tyler, thanks so much. House of Leaves, recommended to him by a friend, 866-893-KPECC. Dana in Costa Mesa says, one of my friends recommended 10% Happier by Dan Harris, a primer on meditation. It made me decide to try meditating, even though I was a doubter before. Dana, thanks very much. Let's see, Cameron in Pasadena, who recommended, and what was it?
Yeah, good morning. It's called The Sun in Splendor. It's by Sharon K. Penman. And it was recommended by my girlfriend. She was really stuck her nose to the pages of that book. And I understood why after I got into it. And it's a retelling of Richard III in the late 1400s. Apparently he is, plopped into this historical fiction, but the places and the dates and the people are for the most part all true to history, but it's a retelling from a different angle, maybe a better perspective rather than by
more favorable. All right.
It's wonderful to be in that time period and sort of live as those people were living and just sort of push the whole COVID-19 situation away.
Cameron, I appreciate it. Thanks very much. And that's a theme that we're hearing from a lot of people, just a way of getting a breath of fresh air and something very different than what we're dealing to on a regular basis. Let's see. We've got, is it Teresa or Teresa in Belmont Shore, Long Beach? Please let me know the pronunciation.
Yes, it's Teresa.
Teresa. Okay. And so who recommended and what are you reading?
So I actually finished A Brave New World by Aldous Huxley a month ago. And in his biography at the end, they reference how Alan Watts was one of his kind of like forethinkers, someone who kind of helped open his mind up to the dystopian society in that book. But reading into Alan Watts, The Wisdom of Insecurity, A Message for Age of Anxiety, is really relevant for right now. It was written in the 50s. But just the concept of surrendering to the universe, how we try to control so many things that we can't, and just kind of our place in the universe, it's really enlightening.
Thanks so much, Teresa. For many years on Los Angeles radio, tapes of Alan Watts could be heard every single day. Remarkable, the following that Watts had. Teresa in Belmont Shore, 866-893-KPECC. Let's talk next with George in Culver City. So, George, who recommended and what are you reading?
Hi, Larry. I'm enjoying your program, and I am reading a book by the great American novelist Zora Neale Hurston that was recommended to me by my friend Kate in Chicago. And the novel is called Their Eyes Were Watching God. It's a prototypical feminist novel, but it was written in 1937 about the black experience of one particular woman character named Janie in South Florida. And the book was a wonder. It's incredibly well written. It's not specifically political, but I think Zora Neale Hurston gives great insight into the African-American experience of her time, and it's still in many ways, many, many ways relevant today. So I
recommend
that book wholeheartedly. And one footnote.
Quickly, yeah.
I belong to a Zoom book club, which I enjoy wonderfully, and I encourage people to join similar clubs because we can't get together, but we could still talk about books. And I wished I'd talked to Daniel because I thought I was the only other person on earth who had actually read Mary Shelley's The Last Man.
All right. George, I appreciate it very much. And Betty tweeted to remind us that most local libraries are open for safe, masked outdoor pickup of books that are pre-ordered online. Books and movies, I love it, Betty tweets. Betty, thank you for letting us know about that. Let's take quickly one more call. It's from Lorelei in Playa del Rey. Lorelei, real quickly, what book was recommended to you and that made an impact on you?
Hello, I love your show.
Thanks.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead, Lorelei.
Okay, it's called Runway Runaway, A Backstage Pass to Fashion, Romance, and Rock and Roll. And it is a local flavor story about a runaway teenage girl who follows her dreams to see the world and finances it through becoming a fashion model. And she becomes a muse, an international muse to the icons in fashion, Yves Saint Laurent, Karl Lagerfeld, Chanel.
Wow. Sounds fascinating. Lorelei, thank you so much. Eben in Echo Park says, I finally read Lonesome Dove. My dad's been wanting me to read that since I was 15, and I'm 31 now. Thank you so much for sharing the books that were recommended to you that made a difference. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air, and then All Things Considered, the early feed with Austin Cross at 1 o'clock.